Betty Brown, the St. Giles Orange Girl, with some account of Mrs. Sponge the Moneylender, by Hannah Moore. Betty Brown the Orange Girl was born nobody knows where, and bred nobody knows how. No girl in all the streets of London could drive a barrow more nimbly, avoid pushing against passengers more dexterously, or cry her, "Fine china oranges!" in a shriller voice. But then she could neither sew, nor spin, nor knit, nor wash, nor iron, nor read, nor spell. Betty had not always been in so good a situation as that in which we now describe her. She came into the world before so many good gentlemen and ladies began to concern themselves so kindly that the poor girl might have a little learning. There was no charitable society then as there is now to pick up poor friendless children in the streets and put them into a good house and give them meat and drink and lodging and learning and teach them to get their bread in an honest way into the bargain. Whereas this now is often the case in London, blessed be God, who has ordered the bounds of our habitation, cast our lot in such a country. The longest thing that Betty can remember is that she used to crawl up out of a night cellar, stroll about the streets, and pick cinders from the scavengers' carts